USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Donald Trump at a rally Saturday evening in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, responding to President Joe Biden's speech on MAGA supporters being a threat to democracy.
Joe Biden came to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to give the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president.
An airport worker in Tupelo, Mississippi is charged with grand larceny and making terroristic threats after stealing a plane early Saturday morning and calling 911 to say he was going to crash it into a local Walmart store. Police say negotiators tried to talk 29-year-old Corey Patterson into landing the plane after an aborted landing attempt. Witness Roxanne Ward had this to say.
We jumped on our side-by-side to go see if we could help, and that's when we saw the pilot come out of the plane. And two police officers were already there waiting.
I'm Tony Marussa for USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The water crisis continues this weekend for residents of Jackson, Mississippi, who remain under a boil water order after heavy rainfall destroyed the city's main water treatment facility, if they even have water at all. Hundreds report still having no water pressure or no water from their pipes at all, leading them to rely on bottled water deliveries. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Labumba said Sunday that while he remains optimistic that water pressure could be restored for most in the city by the end of next week, there is likely a ways to go to bring consistent and safe drinking water to those homes.
We are still in an emergency, will be an emergency even as the water is restored to every home, and even as the boil water notice is lifted, because that is the fragile state of our water treatment facility.
And a man's been charged in connection with the disappearance of a Memphis teacher investigators believe was abducted while she was out for a jog Friday morning. Cleotha Epstein, 38, was charged with especially aggravated kidnapping, according to a tweet from the Memphis Police Department posted early Sunday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
With winter right around the corner and flu season knocking on our doors, the former acting director of the CDC and president and CEO of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Dr. Richard Besser, says that Americans should get their flu shots as soon as they can, saying that the past few seasons have been mild thanks to increased distancing, but with restrictions lifting, Americans should take steps to increase protection any way they can. It looks like it's a plan B in Texas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says rape victims in the state can prevent pregnancies by using emergency contraception pills like Plan B. Abortions were banned late last month due to a trigger law that went into effect after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June. The Texas law does not include exceptions for rape or incest and makes it a felony to perform an abortion in the state, with narrow exceptions when the life of the mother is at risk. Abbott made the comments during an interview that will air Sunday morning on local DFW television. He adds that reporting a rape to law enforcement will ensure that the rapist will be arrested and prosecuted. More than 13,000 rapes were reported in Texas in 2020, but just more than 1,800 arrests were made for the crime. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
C.J. Stroud threw two touchdown passes in Ohio State's revamped defense, gave its vaunted offense time to find its groove as the second-ranked Buckeyes beat number 5 Notre Dame 21-10 on Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.